Welcome to the Geordie and Guns podcast, episode 8. I'm Andrew Gunsgalia. I'm joined by Geordie. Hey, mate.
How's it going, Andrew?
It's going excellent. I've had a good couple of weeks.
That's good.
Work's been a bit mental, but other than that, it's been good. I've got a lot to talk about today, RC-wise. I might start off talking about my 1/8, my XB8, almost finished. I've got my motor. Yeah.
That's good.
So Ben Criven, he's got an oil bath. So he's in 36 hours at different RPM breaking it in. I know.
That's a lot of time.
They come super compressed, like really, no way you can turn them with your hand kind of thing.
Okay.
So yeah, he took ages breaking it in. And even now, so I put it in the car, posted a video just today with the motor in the car. So I think I'll probably get it running tomorrow for the first time. So I've got to run two tanks idling, and then two tanks just low RPMs, just up and down the driveway kind of thing.
Nice.
And then
sweet.
I'll be ready to go to the track. So yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a beautiful kit. Oh, I've built a lot of cars the last few months, right? I've built my XB2, XB4, the XB8, but it's a beautiful kit, man. Oh yeah.
Yeah, quality.
And the motor's FX, so that's, I don't know, do you know the relationship with Huddy? They own it. They own FX, or they're...
Yeah.
It's
a part of like the X-Ray Huddy thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know who owns it kind of thing.
Yeah. But like, you could tell it was very similar, right? The box was amazing, the manual, the presentation. Like, I keep on comparing them to Apple products, but
yeah,
that's what
okay.
It feels like when you open it. So yeah, the motor.
Premium.
Yeah, it's mint, man. So
yeah, sure.
Got Bateman's Bay is only in like just over 2 weeks. I'm gonna try to get it running this weekend, finish the break in, and I might sneak up to Maitland maybe just have a bit of a go on a track before I go to Bateman's. But that's gonna be good, so that's in 2 weeks
awesome.
Time. And that means you've got Queensland state titles in 2 weeks, same weekend, right?
Yeah. So we leave in 2 weeks from today, actually, on Thursday.
Wow. And so, you're flying up?
Yeah, I'm going up with my dad and my older brother, Mitchell.
So, awesome.
Yeah, he'll be racing as well.
Oh, legend.
I'm so keen.
Yeah. We could do maybe we could record an episode when you, like you're there and I'm in Bateman's.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just to talk about how we're going. Yeah, have some up-to-date discussion. So
yeah,
how's the prep going? Have you had any more racing in the last 2 weeks?
No, we haven't actually. So so I've been starting to rebuild my two-wheel drive. Just started rebuilding that a couple of days ago.
Awesome.
So making it all fresh again. And yeah, just been gluing up some tyres. Just kind of getting little bits prepped.
Yeah, are you getting in the shadows or just getting what was it called?
The other ones, the electrons. And we've got plenty of those, so we'll just use them.
They're good tyres. So I was meant to race at Hills, but the Hills track wasn't finished. They're going to finish the build on the Saturday and then race on the Sunday, but we're still raining here, so it rained
on the
Saturday. They moved the track rebuild to the Sunday. So this is last Sunday, 4 days ago. So I went. It was unreal. Like, they've got like 30 people. I posted something on Facebook, but heaps of people helped out.
Yeah,
it's
a big turnout.
Oh, unreal. Like,
yeah, it's really
such
good.
Such a good club. Anyway, I found out there's a whole bunch of the younger guys who are heading up to Queensland now as well. There's so many Sydney people going now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not too sure if the entries have closed yet. Maybe it still has a couple days open.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like Lachlan Williams is going now. Like, there's a whole lot of, whole bunch of going, people going that it's going to be. I mean, I'm spewing I'm not going to be there because it's going to be awesome just to watch you guys duke it out.
But yeah.
I'm almost certainly going to be there for the Nationals at least. So.
Nah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be heaps bigger as well, I'd say.
Be interesting to see how you go against Chris Sturdy, right? Because
the home hero.
Yeah. Now, actually, I've spoken to him. We're going to interview him. So I might try to record that. We should try to record that before the... That's what we'll do. We'll do it between now and the state titles.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be great. So let's do that. But
yep.
He's the I mean, I'm assuming there's other guys up there, but he's the super fast guy. It's his local track, so it's going to be really cool to see.
Yeah, he's definitely the man to beat for that weekend.
Yeah. I wonder if Kyle McBride's racing. Have you heard?
He's entered. So wow. I haven't heard much other news about it. But, yeah, he's entered.
I mean, he's got to be good, right? He's made eight finals of Worlds.
Like, yeah. I mean, that may have been like 4 years ago, but I'm sure he's still quick. He'd be almost
as fast as you, right? Like,
I'd say so, yeah.
It's got to be unreal. So, well, I'm excited. And your bro, is he racing in stock?
Yeah, he's in tool stock. He actually got a new XB222 a couple weeks ago.
Legend. So, yep. Is he just doing tour drive or doing both?
Just tour drive.
Oh, fair enough. Yep. Yeah, that's good. A bit more cash.
Yeah, bit less work for dad.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I know. Your poor dad. Yeah. So, and I'll be, like I said, I'll be in Bateman's for the Proline series. My goal is to try to score my first championship points. It's top 15 for points, so we'll see.
How many has entered?
I don't know. A guy posted the day. There wasn't. There maybe might be 20. I think they normally get around 30 in each class, okay. EP and Nitro. So it's pretty cool. Still track.
A big turnout.
Yeah, I don't know whether they'll get that many again, but they should get at least 20. So
okay.
I think Orange had 30 because there was three full classes, A, B, and C. But we'll see. The track's right near the ocean. It's really nice.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
it's 50-meter walk to the beach.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
Speaking of 1/8, by the way, this weekend, Silver State. Yeah, have you caught any? I think Ty Tesman posted a lap of the track. Have you caught that?
Yeah, well, I've just had a look then. There's over 1,000 entries on it.
Mate, it's insane.
And 399 drivers. So it's huge.
So good, eh? The thing is, right, you've seen the track again. The track's like massive.
Yeah, and indoors as well.
I know.
Yeah.
They build these huge tracks and they're pretty loose too. Like, it looks like it's just...
It does look a bit slippery.
Just dirt, right?
Just dusty, yeah.
Dusty, yeah. I guess it gets pushed to the sides and they do blow the track, but... Man, I'd love to race one of them. It'd be unreal.
Yeah, it'd be a great experience.
But good to see how everyone goes. Hopefully Ty does a bit better. I think he came fifth or sixth in the last one. But he qualified pretty badly. Qualified 14th or something. So hopefully he'll go a bit better.
And there's three Australians that are competing there.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Ben Sterling, Jackson Beal and Caleb Noble.
Yeah, legends. Go for it, boys. Hopefully... Yep. I'm going to try to get in touch with them when they get back and maybe we could get one of them on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Chat to them. Yeah, find out about their experience. So it's at Ben Sterling, Jackson Beal and Caleb Noble. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Lewin Fry. I think everyone calls him The Wing. So The Wing. He's our 1/8 correspondent from Victoria. So he's reached out to us. So thanks, Lewin, for doing that. And he's given us a lot of goss about the 1/8 scene in Victoria, which they're trying to rebuild after COVID.
Yeah, it's been blowing up a little bit lately.
Yeah, so and you'll be joining him next year, right, too?
Yeah, so. Hopefully.
That's unreal. So they had the EMCC Cup, which was an invitational at the Eastern Modern Car Club. Have you been there before, Geordie?
No, but it's near one of the 1/10 tracks. Ah, it's in just on the eastern side of Melbourne.
Okay.
So, yeah.
One turner or something it's called, the place. Anyway, suburb.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they did that. They had pretty good turnout by the looks of it. And had Shane Smith and Mark Lawler made the weight from South Australia and Peter O'Brien from ACT, Nathan Tanney from New South Wales. So you're getting guys travelling already.
Yeah, interstate. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good, eh? I'd love to go down there for one of these. Anyway. So who came? What's the top? The TQ or the top three for Pro EP Buggy?
Yeah, so Andrew Salvaggi, the AE driver, was top qualifier, but it was Ray Monday, also AE, who came first, and Andrew Salvaggi second, and then third Dan Collar. So it was AE 1-2-3 podium.
Wow, that's the E Buggy. That's nice. That's the new one, I think, where it's got. That's a recent buggy there one, but
the B4.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There's some familiar names there.
Yeah.
The 1/10 dudes.
Yep.
Transitioning across. And in the Nitro buggy, who we have there?
Yeah, so top qualifier was Max Rica, and he also came first place. And then second was Nick Lewis, and third, Ron Mayer.
So awesome. So yeah, I think these are like some of these guys. Are you familiar with those guys? Are they just pure 1/8 guys?
Yeah, they're mostly 1/8. I think Max has raced 1/10 before, like a couple of years ago, but I'm not sure about Nick Lewis or Ron Mayer.
Okay. And so this was a standalone event, but they actually have they've got a tri-club series, the three clubs, which is EMCC, Mork, and EPR, CCC. I don't know all the acronyms, yeah. But...
so they're all located within Melbourne as well.
Awesome. So, and the Eagle Point was the first round. I think round one got noshed out, so round two was Eagle Point. They run that one.
Yeah.
And they actually had a truggy class. So truggy class is pretty rare in Australia because we don't get a lot of numbers, but
yeah, it is.
They had a class, which is interesting. So they had Alan Nankervis, TQ, and first, and Adam Craig and Marcus Kubali.
Yeah,
was in the Nitro Truggy. What about EP Buggy?
Yeah, EP Buggy was the wing, which is it Lewin?
That's him. That's yep, Lewin that's Fry. Him.
Yeah. But he, so Nathan Tanti finished first, and then Dan Collar second, and then Lewin third.
The wing, yeah. So Nathan Tanti, New South Wales guy, has gone down there and won it. That's pretty impressive. And in the truggy, you had Nick Lewis, TQ in first, Alan Nankervis in second, and Ricky Barnes in third. They did run sportsman classes. So for those who don't know, with 1/8, in the States at least, you actually have to qualify to do pro. So there's sportsman, which is the entry level, intermediate, and then pro. And based on your previous results, when you go to the next race, they automatically force you to go where you should go. So okay. I think in Australia, because it's so small, I mean, I know the Proline series just has open, basically everyone's together. But I think if it ever builds up, they'll probably use the same similar system that they use in the US. It's pretty interesting. Yeah,
it's a bit complicated, but...
It is, yeah. It's kind of... They do it... It's like forced... You know how you got stock and mod, but you can choose what you want to do?
Yeah.
In that, when it's run in the States, you're actually forced to race the level you are. So, it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you're getting 400 drivers, I guess you can't have them all in the same class. So.
Well, that's right, yeah.
They'll need some way to differentiate it. So anyway, they've still got two more rounds. So round one will be rerun the last weekend of May. So that's actually soon. And that's back at the MCC. And then they've got round three is going to be TBA'd at Mork.
Yeah, so that's at Sunshine, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's pretty exciting. Like, I don't know, we've talked about 1/10 a lot, but lately it's been a lot more 1/8, so it seems to be gaining momentum.
Yeah, it's been a bit of both. Styles.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it'll be fun once you're driving both. So that
yeah.
Cool. You're going to do e-buggy, you said, aren't you, I think? Is that right?
Yeah, probably start off with e-buggy for next year.
Yeah, cool. So yeah,
it'll be good.
With the track rebuild, so I talked about briefly Hills, like 40 people turned up. The track is incredible.
It does look killer.
Man, like when you're there, like the elevation changes are just so much. And the back straight, so what happened? Well, they're working on the track, and if you stayed long enough, they were going to open it in the afternoon. I couldn't stay that long, so I stayed for like 3 hours and then left, but... So some of them did do laps, and there's a couple of videos on Facebook. Have you had a look at those?
Yeah, I have. The track looks really killer, though. Like, super quick, but kind of technical as well.
So, yeah, that you know, the back straight, I think I watched Lachlan Donnelly. He's flying down the back straight all the way around to the front straight. Like, it's huge, right?
It is big,
you've got these multiple hairpins. It looks really good. I can't wait to race on it. So...
Yeah.
The first That's race really meet is not this Sunday, the Sunday after, and I've registered for it. So,
oh, beautiful.
That'll be a week before Bateman's or Queensland State title. So, I'm pretty pumped. I'm probably not going to do a lap before that, so it'll be fun. But and then you'll be coming up for the X-ray XRS, won't you?
Yeah, hopefully. Probably. Hopefully that's after school's all finished. Yeah. It's usually around November, isn't it? November, December.
Yeah, it is late, isn't it? So it's after New South Wales State Trials. So, but yeah, that's going to be
killer. Yeah, it's a really good event.
Yeah, it is. I love that event.
Yeah. And is there much news about the ride track rebuild? I've heard it got washed out or something.
Yeah, so it is, but they've got the oil, because it's going to be an oil track, so they've got the oil delivered. It's currently under plastic. They went and bought crap load of plastic sheets, covered the whole track, because it's rained today, but it's clearing tomorrow, and the rebuild's happening this weekend.
Oh, right.
So they've got, I think it's Craig Lawton, the guy who won Proliner Orange. I think he does this. He's got a digger, I don't know, and he does all the tracks. He did hills.
He's done a lot of tracks around Australia.
Yeah, he's a beast apparently. Like really good at it.
Master.
So he's doing it. So they're doing that part this weekend, whether they get the whole thing done. Like, I mean, at hills, we were laying turf and, man, I swear I was shoveling dirt for like 2 hours straight. It was pretty hard yakka, but it was pretty good fun. I was enjoying it. But so that's happening, ride. So if we race at next weekend at hills, the following weekend, which will be the States weekend, that's maybe the first ride race meeting. So
that'll be good.
Yeah, I'll race on it when I get back.
And definitely being like oiled, and is it clay they have at the moment?
So yeah, the beauty of this is it's clay, which takes heaps of prep, like days of prep, and you can't really practice on it because if 3 days after a race meeting, it's just bone dry, dusty, and you're just hopeless. So where when it's a race night, it's super clay, sticky, you know.
Yeah.
So that's always been a big criticism of ride, is that you pretty much practice is almost useless. But now it's going to be consistent all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
So it should be good, yeah. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing... I've seen the layout on a picture, like a piece of paper.
Okay.
So it's hard to always... You don't see the elevation and stuff, so I don't know, but apparently it's basically a pretty good layout.
Nah, it's good.
Mm. So, I don't know. So we'll have two new tracks soon.
That's exciting.
So the good thing about ride, that's the state titles track, right? So
yeah, true.
We're going to be... that's going to be great to see what it's like and everyone getting as much practice as they can for state titles.
Yeah, kind of like a warm-up event.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So down there, anything happy with Keylor? I think I saw they painted the driver's stand, the stairs.
Yeah, we had to put some new stairs in because the old one's starting to split or something. So yeah, they've rebuilt the stairs on that.
So you know how you mentioned you're rebuilding your two-wheel drive? Do you do a full... Is it a full teardown?
Yeah, I'm doing a full teardown for this one. Just want to make it as fresh as I can.
Are you doing the four-wheel drive as well?
Yeah, I will be doing that. So both cars.
So do you, with the ball diff, are you taking a gear diff up with you?
Yeah, I'll take both. I'm not kind of sure which one will work out the best, but yeah, I'll take both and try both.
And have you... So your home track, the one on your property, that's carpet. Is that have you tried a gear diff before? Have you ever driven one before?
Yeah, I've driven the gear diff out the back. That's what I've been driving just in my practice car. Just been running the gear diff with about 3,000 or 4,000 K oil. So it's pretty light, like similar to how you'd run a ball diff.
Right.
Just a bit more consistent.
So what's do you know the theory behind it? Like if it's high grip, they're saying it's good to use a gear diff. Do you know why that is?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure, but I'd say it's just to do with how consistent it would feel throughout the whole 5-minute run.
Right. And I guess the only problem is with the ball diff, you can tighten it pretty quickly, but this one you obviously can't, right?
It's you got to change the oil and everything.
It's a re-oil. And you said you're running 4K or something, are you? Is that all you're doing? That's pretty light.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think that's around normal for two-wheel drive, but it is light compared to a four-wheel drive diff.
Yeah, okay. You should see how it goes.
It'll be interesting.
I know up there, when I interviewed Travis Condon, he was saying the locals are pretty much 50-50 split. Like, some of them prefer to use gear diff and some prefer ball diff. And so, I can't wait to see what you guys do, all the interstaters.
I haven't tried a gear diff at Keilor, but yeah, I've always run the ball diff. So yeah.
And when you do the full teardown, do you replace only like the ball diff, the balls or the shims, the rings? Do you replace them or only for damage kind of thing?
I usually the balls don't really get damaged. I find it's more so the rings. You get like the groove in them.
Yep.
Yeah, so I kind of wet sand them back down flat. And then, they last forever.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I was wondering what you do. Yeah. And with your bearings.
Of course.
Yeah, yep. And with the bearings, you don't... You never open them and redo the oils, do you? Do you do that? Or you just...
No, I don't. Yeah, I've been running the plate bearings, ceramic bearings, in both my cars. And I've never had an issue with them. Never had to, re-grease them or re-oil them before.
Awesome. Okay.
I think it helps with being... Like driving at Keilor most of the time, it doesn't really wear out the cars much.
Yeah, you don't get dust in the bearings and stuff, do you? Yeah,
you don't get all the gritty stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. So heaps of stuff, heaps going on. I think so. We'll try to record the next episode in the 2 weeks. So maybe when we're out where we are, which would be really cool. Yeah. So you're going up on the Thursday, but you're not getting any track time to Friday. It doesn't open on Friday, does it? The track.
Nah, that's correct. Yeah, practice on Friday.
Might be good to have a quick chat, even if it's only 15 minutes, on the Friday night.
Yeah, definitely.
To hear your thoughts on the track.
Yeah, and then a little update.
Yeah, I won't bother you during the weekend.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah, I'll be picking you. But, not trying to, but it's going to be super cool. All the fast guys from Sydney are heading up as well. So
yeah.
This would be unreal.
Definitely.
Grand Prix this weekend, Miami.
Yeah, in Miami. Something new.
Have you seen the track, right? So
yeah.
They've got fake water and boats, like yachts. Have you seen that?
I did see that. It looks pretty funky.
Only in America, man. That's so cool.
Oh, like, yeah.
But
the actual track layout looks pretty quick, though.
Like, it does.
Fast and flowing corners.
Which normally is not great for overtaking, but with the new cars, it might be better. You never know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But I'm super pumped to see how that goes. Hopefully, Danny Rick can do something.
Yeah.
Other than crashing on the first lap, which would be nice.
That's right. Yeah,
that's going to be cool. All right. Let's have a quick break, Geordie. And then we will come back soon.
Sweet. A shame.
Think something new. Welcome back to episode 8 of the Geordie and Guns podcast. I'm here with Geordie once again. And while we're recording, Geordie, we heard some terrible news about Chargers RC. What's the goss?
Yes, we did. Yeah, so we saw they've been broken into on one of their containers and the thieves have stole some expensive stuff.
That sucks. They actually cut a hole in a steel container.
Yeah. That's looks ridiculous. Like with a grinder. Wow. And through the fence as well.
Oh, you look at the fence.
Yeah.
Dickheads. So they're actually saying if you see Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree and someone's selling a Honda 4-stroke whippersnipper, a leaf blower, a Digitech 10-inch loudspeaker, they bought these loudspeakers brand new today for the state titles.
Yeah.
It's really sucks.
And they haven't really even used them, so.
So there's a Chargers RC Pit Lane Facebook group. So you should join it if you're an RC enthusiast, which you probably are. Listen to us. There's a heaps of stuff on there. Besides that bad news, there's actually some...
There is some good news. Yep.
Yeah. They're running a night. They're trying to get lights for the first time. They've got this Sunday. This Saturday night, aren't they, Geordie? They're trying to get the lights.
Yeah, the 7th of May. They're doing a twilight race meet.
And this is a test out their lights in case they need them. They're doing it for the state titles. They're doing a lot of prep for state titles, which is awesome.
Yeah, it seems like they really know what they're doing, which is good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they seem fully pro.
Yeah.
And on this pit lane, there's heaps of good articles about the track prep. There's a guy called, is it Action RC?
Yeah, so Action RC, it's a Facebook page. And yeah, it's one of the local races up there that... run the page, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it is. He wrote to me. I'm going to be in trouble here, so I can't remember. his name, but Action RC, thanks very much. But yeah, some really good articles there, so check it out. So Action RC on Facebook or the Chargers RC Pit Lane, and hopefully we can try to recover some of these stuff that got stolen. That really sucks.
Definitely, yep.
Man. But they've also got, so this is good for, I mean, it's actually like a bit of a home of Queensland. I can see there's 1/8 off-road Australian titles advertised on it as well, and the tyres for the state titles. So it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's really good. So there's a lot of write-ups about different classes, like they got one for stock, one for modified,
yep,
and then some about the event in general.
Mate, that track looks so sick. Oh, my God.
It does, definitely.
I'm looking at a video. There's a video Travis Condon posted on May the 2nd, 3 days ago. Oh, my God, it looks incredible.
Yeah, when they're doing the working bee. Is it that
one? It's mint.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool, especially with the blue infield.
So have you watched any videos to get an idea of how you drive it, like, or not? I don't know. Is it too prone?
I've seen a couple of videos of Chris Dirty in the past whizzing around it. But yeah, it's really quick. It doesn't kind of look quick, but it's all about momentum, it looks like.
It looks pretty big. What do you reckon? Is that bigger than Kilo, or you think it's the same size?
Oh, it's kind of hard to tell through a lens. But
yeah,
the back straight does look pretty long.
It's pretty long, eh?
Yeah.
Like looking at the humans that are walking around the track.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
So when you look at them, you think, it looks pretty big, but you always can't tell until you're there. Driver stand looks pretty mint, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. It's pretty big.
I'm so jelly. Seriously, this is looking insane.
Definitely.
And you can see you can actually see the container in the background at one of the shots. All right. Well, anyway, Geordie, I can't wait to hear how you do. But there's actually a fair bit of stuff on Facebook for RC. Hey, it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah, there is a lot.
There's a pretty good group. So many pages. Yeah. And even like on YouTube, there's always something going on. It's pretty cool. Like, and you obviously got our awesome podcast as well.
That's right. Yep.
I love it. All right. Just a question, one more thing for you, Geordie. See how pro you are. When you're flying, so how many spares do you take with you on something like this? Would you take spare arms or would you?
Yeah, see, I try to take as much spares as we can. But yeah, like going flying, it's pretty hard because you're limited how much weight you can take.
Yeah.
But when I went up to Sydney last year on my own, I was able to take just about everything apart from like shock oils or like a Dremel or a soldering iron.
Yeah, which you could borrow, I guess, if you had to.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, we should be able to take everything.
And the club's providing tables for interstaters, right? Have you put that down?
We have tables and chairs, yep.
Awesome. Mate, super excited. So I guess next time we chat, you'll be there. So I want to wish you best of luck. The hordes of Geordie and Guns podcast fans will be rooting for you, you know, get up there.
Yeah. We'll have an update before the event, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully I'll smash it on the 1/8 seat. Hopefully I could score some points. That would be nice. I'll post a vid of my car. Like I said, I should get it running tomorrow. Oh, yeah, the body's finished from James Ainsley.
Oh, nice. It looks
sick, man. You know the new checkered flag thing I have on my
110? Yeah, I saw that one on your 110 bodies. Yeah, it
looks incredible.
Yeah, it would look good.
I'll kind of... So it's on its way to me, so...
Oh, very nice.
I'm super excited. I've also bought a second...
Stick it up.
Yeah, got all the stickers ready. And I've got some FX stickers for the motor, which is nice, so that's good.
Oh, cool.
I've got a spare body I bought that I'll just paint one colour myself just for practice so I don't beat up my beautiful...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yep. Especially 1/8, they get pretty beat up.
Okay.
Yeah, so, all right, mate, so best of luck. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
I'll chat to you before, but then we'll have a recording. So what we're going to try to do, folks, we're going to try to record an interview with Chris Dirty before the event. And then I'll speak to Geordie on the weekend and we'll patch that together and make an episode out of that. So that'll be our next episode.
Will do.
It's going to be awesome.
Episode 9.
Episode 9. The Queensland State Title Special. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning
All
in,
right.
everybody. Thank you, Geordie.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's
Hope
good stuff.
everyone's enjoying the podcast.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, it's been good. We have got people reach out to us, like the Wing reached out to us, and I get a lot of just PMs saying they're really enjoying the podcast. So I don't know,
That's
it's
really
just
good.
nice to know. Yeah, it's always good to know that people are enjoying it. So we'll keep doing it. We're enjoying it too, so it's fun.
Yep, that's it.
Good stuff, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
All
And
right, thank you.
everyone, peace out.